this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
What do you think a slavery-themed monster truck could be called?
And we're your host with the posts. Hey, how's everyone doing out there, huh?
They're hooting. They're on their chairs. They're clapping. They're crashing their cars.
Perfect. Speaking of monster trucks, when's the last time you went to a monster truck rally?
36 years ago.
Yeah, it's might be on my docket soon. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's one coming to town, huh?
The boy likes, he's the 3-year-old, he likes monster trucks. It'll probably be a bust, right?
I don't know. Maybe
they're fucking loud, and I don't know. It's not, once you get over the novelty of seeing them, I think it's like, all right.
Okay, you're there for 20 minutes. You're like, okay, I get it. Yeah. He's like, okay, let's head on out here and go someplace else. Let's go. Hey, Dad, why don't you? Yeah, you get home. You're like, yeah. And he was just like, let's go to the brewery. And we were just hanging out there for like, we were there for like a monster truck rally for like 15 minutes or so. We saw the guy do a jump, and then we were just hanging out at the brewery for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, that's very awesome.
And I left him there. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I will go pick him up now. Thank you, honey. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, speaking of things crashing, I recently had a little incident. So in a couple months, I will be going to Denmark for work.
So all of our listeners in Denmark, get your calendars ready.
Yep. And then I'll had a bit of time in Sweden. And I do not and will not ever know the difference between those two countries. So I'm guessing everyone's roughly the same, hanging out together. Everyone knows each other in both countries. But anyway, I'm going there. It's a work trip. My first time over there in Europa. And I will, part of the thing about Denmark, it's in the capital city of Copenhagen, is where I'll be spending most of my time. They're very, very bike friendly over there. They love biking around. They're fit, healthy people. They love staying out of their giant pickup trucks. They don't even have them over there, actually. It turns out. If you can imagine such a society.
There's no grave diggers over there in Copenhagen.
Yeah, so I decided, well, if I'm going to be biking a lot over there, I might as well actually remember how to bike, because I haven't been on a bike in quite some time, many, many years. So went ahead and bought a bike and rode a couple times. It was pretty good. And then just recently I rode it again about a week ago and completely busted my ass on it. Like, absolute fell face first, hands, knees first on the ground. Busted up my hands pretty damn good. Chunk of my thumb came off. Part of the nail's missing. Looking at it right now, still looks pretty gross, but the palms are all fucked up. Putting band-aids on your palms is fucking sucks. Don't recommend it. Just a little advice for everyone out there. Don't fuck up on your bike.
If you're an adult, don't bother trying to ride a bike. This is a story that you told me when we met up recently in person. Mm-hmm. What the part you left out though is, how far away were you from your home when this accident? Boy.
Well, most accidents happen within a couple miles of the home. This one was about 30 feet in front of my house. right on the block, which is great because I was able to push the damn bike home. And
just imagine you like walking, like your wife being like, okay, now make sure you're like, I know. And then
she gave me the push to get me started, of course.
she wiped her hands on her apron, went back to putting pies on the windowsill to cool. Yep, that's right.
Before she could even get up the way to the manor, I was on the ground crying.
No, it didn't knock the wind out of you though, did it?
Nah.
Okay, because that's something I found as an adult. When you get the wind knocked out of you, boy, oof, that's a real humbling experience.
Yeah.
That's like a that's the probably the closest to like having some sort of heart issue or episode I've come close to, is knocking the wind out of myself.
Yeah.
As a plus 35 year old. Kind of spooky, kind of scary.
Yeah, that's not fun. And just this yesterday I had this horrific stomach thing going on with mm-hmm. because my son had something like it last week. I don't know. Just I told you I was a shitting peanut butter, which is not something you should want to go through at any point.
Not something you like to see, folks. No, not good.
Yeah, it's it was like the exact same color and thick paste type creaminess, you know. Usually diarrhea is a little more liquidy. This one was just like yeah, it was caulk, you know.
That's a good, and that's tough to clean up too, you know.
Yeah,
you're wiping a while on that one.
Well, I only have so much time.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Okay. Look, this guy likes to save. Yeah, he saves paper. I forgot.
Look, you wipe for a little bit. At a certain point, it's like I've done all I can do.
Wait, it's in God's hands now.
Time to go on with the day and. Do as men do and conquer things with a real shitty asshole, or just lay in bed for 12 hours because my tummy hurts. Yeah, cool.
Very good.
Well, that's great. Yeah, so anyway, anything else with you going on there, buddy?
No. The only thing of note is that I also had a bowel movement the other day. It was like one of those ones where it starts off hard. So it's like, but then it's just like water falling. It was like reverse champagne bottle sort of thing where it's just you give a little push, a normal turd comes out, and then it's just a water faucet out of your asshole. Tell you what, though, preferable. I got to say, get it over done with quick.
Well, the opposite would be very odd.
Just a lot of water and then suddenly draining, a
huge boulder
training to get a turd out.
I don't even know if
okay, so there's all there's all the bone broth I drank, and this is obviously the entire block of cheese that I had to go after it.
Yeah, this is the bone broth, and then here's a bone
coming out sideways.
Here's a ham hock.
Yeah, hey folks, go back to one of our previous ones. Previous episodes we talked about that. Great. Well, yeah. Nothing
why
else
don't we
going
read
on.
Read some posts. Why don't we, instead of tending that things are happening in our life besides just our bodies clearly decaying, why don't we read some posts from the society is decaying?
On the old World Wide Web. Let's do it. That's a gentleman posted this to Facebook. Mm-hmm. What world are we living in where it is okay to have drag queen story time in elementary schools, but not okay to have a person read wholesome children books? School libraries also have books detailing anal and oral sex, sometimes with adults, and BDSM. Our country is a damn mess, and look at some of our children are behaving. Not good.
Mm. So it's not okay for someone to read wholesome children books anymore? That's now illegal?
That's now illegal. But books about having anal and oral sex with adults are all over our children's library. I'm trying to think what book that could possibly be. I don't think I've ever read a book about somebody having anal sex. Not a freaking word book, that's for sure.
Well, you got to really interpret the Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar in a certain way.
Yeah, there's a couple holes in there. Let me tell you, fella. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, people sure do love caring about the drag queen story time.
Yeah. What? Drag queens in general. Transvestites.
I don't understand how that became a big touchstone for any side of the politics. I remember that being a big in the 90s. And now it's like important in some way.
Yeah. The Congress got together for movie night and somebody suggested Tootsie and they were like, I hate Tootsie. I can't stand Dustin Hoffman. And then it just struck off on this whole thing. Like, you know what?
And now that's a hate crime.
watching Tootsie. Yeah, that's right.
If you say I hate Tootsie, guess what? The limbs are coming for you.
Straight to jail. Yep. Straight to woke jail for you.
Yep. Every once in a while, there's a video that pops up online of like some drag queen event where there's like some guy's like twerking on a toddler or something. I'm like, sure. I don't know what the hell this is. What, who is this for? And then you look in the audience, it's all just like white women. I'm
it's
like,
all wow. white women and they're all, yeah. And it definitely, you know, I've seen those too. Those have recently popped up again during the discussion of this. And I can, it's like, I could see that happening in our neighborhood without a doubt. Like, it'd just be like, oh yeah. Yeah. I could like imagine walking into some place for like coffee on like a Saturday morning at like 11 a.m. and it's just full blown toddlers and drag queens. And they're a guy doing like the naked, you know, somersaults, cartwheels. It's like, oh yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
And then it's just women with their Instagrams showing
yeah,
it all.
Yeah.
I'm an ally.
Yes.
It's all just white women bullshit.
Yeah. And they're all wearing their Vineyard Vines sweatshirts and yeah. Yep. That's them.
That hat that they wear.
That, oh yeah, that hat. Mm-hmm. That
fucking hat. Mm-hmm. What is with that hat? Anyway, speaking of women, this is from one of those on Facebook. Please tell me I wasn't being a Karen. Yesterday, my husband and I went to Universal Studios on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. When getting ready to enter the pre-show area, a cast member asked my husband, who was a longtime Cincinnati Bengals fan, who are the Bengals playing next weekend in the playoffs? And then he said, oh, they're not. I found this highly inappropriate, considering theming we were supposed to be on another planet, so no American football. Also, just the fact that a cast member would make a smart comment to a guest. What happened to Disney magic? Cast members are supposed to make it, not destroy it.
Yeah, they're playing the freaking Dagobah Wookiees is who they're freaking. Oh, yeah.
That kind of like the Indians. That is definitely a slur for them. They don't want to be using that.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna. Yeah, just I.
First of all, you also have Dago right in the name, which doesn't help.
Yoda Italian question mark. Yeah, not sure. Yeah, the thumbnail. Not sure what. Ah, boy, what's this lady's fucking problem? Is my main thing here, because it's like, okay, the guy had a conversation, a customer service conversation with your husband.
Yeah, a guy dressed like a Greedo was like,
hey, okay, nice, now hold on,
nice jersey, buddy. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, and then the wife's like, oh my god. They don't have football in Mos Eisley. What the hell's going on here?
And if that's now, shouldn't she be dressed like freaking Slave Leia then? If it's the suspension well, of reality is that deep.
I'm just gonna guess Slave Leia costume wouldn't work on her, be my guess. just something I'm throwing out there. Just both of these first posts, they seem totally different, but they have the same where it's like, what is happening to the world? Or it's like one thing happened. What happened to Disney magic?
My worldview, which is literally consists of the four blocks surrounding my house and the things I see on TV, has been rocked today.
Yeah,
and I just,
because some guy made a very benign comment at Disney World. Very cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you go ahead and search football Star Wars on Google, an actual thing from NFL.com comes up. I just put it in the chat on our, it's a 32 helmets inspired by the Star Wars universe. And some of these are just really bad.
I imagine.
They have one that has, what's it, the Doug from, Sebulba is featured prominently on one of these helmets. Wicket the Ewok. You got the Rodea Greedos helmet, mm-hmm. which is based on the Miami Dolphins. Same colors, everything.
I might have to get one of those.
How fun is that? The Naboo Gungans, which is
again. Yep.
It's in the Redskins colors and styling, which somehow makes it seem 1 billion times more racist. Between the name and the theme on it. Oh, this is great. I bet the person having putting these together had the fucking time of their life.
Yeah. Yes. Dagobah Yodas. There you go. Iridonia Zabrax? What the fuck is going on here?
Just like scraping the bottom of the barrel for this stuff.
Yeah. Tusken Raiders, again, definitely a slur. Tauntauns. Okay. Yeah, this is technically well done, but I don't.
But who, don't know who is this done. For? Well, it's for every guy, everybody in a friends group has that one Star Wars football guy, that odd crossover. So,
yep, that's me.
and you're from Mexico. To him.
Great.
Well, for a different note here, someone went to Cora to ask, can a man pee inside of a woman? Who amongst us hasn't wondered this? And a guy named Gus F. answered. The answer is yes. And under the right circumstances, it can be quite exciting for both of you. This may be something new if you both think that you've tried it all. First of all, it is difficult, but possible for a man to pee when he is hard. However, on the upside, it is easier for him to control how much comes out and when. The man should have been drinking a lot of water, and peeing normally should almost be clear. A nearly full bladder during sex can have extra sensations, but that's not what we're talking about here. The best position is doggy, with the man on his knees behind her, but otherwise upright. He should be semi-hard, but deep inside her, with his hands firmly on her hips for good control, and a towel or two underneath. He slowly pushes a small quantity and squeezes his muscles several times to squirt a small amount inside her repeatedly. Push, squirt, 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 repeat. Both of you should feel the pumping sensation, and this can sometimes send her over the edge. Of course, it helps to have a bathroom nearby when she is full. Enjoy!
All right. Yeah. I don't know if the person was asking if it was physically possible to do it. I think they were wondering if it was like you should, like if it's medically a good idea, which I don't feel like either question should be asked. Or answered. So, but thanks, Gus. Push, squirt, 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 repeat. Okay.
Well, hey, honey, you want to try that new thing we've been talking about tonight? And it's like, no. The thing where you piss inside me with your semi-hard cock and squirt, squirt. No, I don't want to try that, actually. Like, okay.
Yeah, sure? he's laid it all out for. He's got all the
he's
whole
like, look, he's got a diagram. He's like, look, I've researched this.
Yeah, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna push, and I'm gonna squirt, and I'm gonna squirt two more times, and we're gonna repeat that again.
Sound good? Actually, no, it doesn't.
It actually sounds horrific now that I think about it. Mm. Yeah, that's really bad. Never understood the peeing thing. With regard to anything that isn't just pissing. If you're talking about peeing to go to the bathroom, I'm all in. But anything besides that involving pee, I'm out. I am completely out of the picture.
He's not drinking it. He's not bathing in it. No. He's not putting in his eyeballs.
Not put it inside my asshole or anything.
Now, that's an interesting. Now, how's that one going to work?
I'm going to guess it's pretty similar. Push, squirt, 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 repeat. It's probably, it's not too far off.
We're very similar steps. I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
I found a thread titled On Aging from the subreddit R Witches versus Patriarchy.
Boy.
I went to the grocery the other day to buy some food and wine. I was ID'd for the wine. I'm 30. The cashier says to me afterward, don't worry, you still look young. I thought you were underage. I was baffled. I want gray hair. I want wrinkles. I want to be old because that is a big win for me against my mental health. I didn't know how to respond, so I just said, oh, good, the spell worked. And we were both silent after that. Well, a bunch of people started making comments, so she added some edits here. First, I don't care that I was carded. I know it's legally required. Comments on my age and appearance aren't required by law. I won't be responding to any other comments about, quote, it's legally required. Edit number two, I'm not here to comfort retail workers. And then edit three, because two didn't work. I didn't become upset. I do not get irate when carded. I'm incredibly awkward in public. There is no tension until I mentioned a spell. I don't care about your experiences or stories. Take it to another sub. Whew. Someone asked her to clarify what she meant by, quote, being old would be a big win for me against my mental health. And she said, because it would mean I haven't killed myself.
Yeah, I picked up on that one pretty easily. Yeah.
So. Right.
Like, who is this post for, my friend, my dear?
Good question.
Who?
I guess it's for someone who's, is it some sort of humble brag or something?
No, because even then she was offended by being told that she looked younger than what she was.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I don't understand what would be. This is just one of those like vague sort of mad at what they think the patriarchy is.
Yeah, I can see that. It's just kind of like, yeah. And then the 23-year-old clerk that was just thought for that day, he woke up and he's like, I think I might actually be nice at work today for once and give it a try.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, that failed miserably. I'm never speaking to anyone ever again.
Yeah.
I'm no longer making eye contact with anybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing this lady doesn't either. Incredibly awkward in public. And then, oh, good. The spell worked. I'm guessing there's like pink hair or purple hair or something along those lines here.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I wonder if did the people on the thing say it was offensive that she said she used a spell for that too? Or was it just
no? Okay. No, I think they like that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. They're like, give me more. Yes, girlfriend. Yes, my witchy soul sister.
We love that subreddit, folks. One day we'll do a whole episode on it.
We did a witchcraft one, and I think it was before we discovered the majesty of that that particular subreddit.
You're right. Well, next time.
Next, yeah. Go ahead and buy. Did we do Wiccans or witches?
Is it difference,
buddy?
We probably talked about it in the episode.
We probably did, and I'll tell you what, it probably is, and we'd probably get yelled at by any number of different colored haired women for insinuating that there wasn't or that there is or something. I don't know. Okay, great. Anyways, one more for this here episode. Similar to the last one I found, I kind of was on a kick over there this week. User What Pubic Hair went to our BDSM community to ask, is it safe to eat pubic hair?
Ugh.
The girl I'm with wants me to eat her pubic hair after shaving. I think that is absolutely and totally disgusting, but she's really hot and amazing at domination, so I might do it to keep her happy. User 8balls replied, okay, so I have taken a funnel and placed it in my mouth with my tongue on the end, bend my head backwards over the edge of the tub while my wife is shaving everything. She took a little water and put it in the funnel, and it created a place to rinse her razor while she shaved, much like plugging a sink when I shave. Had to flush and refill the funnel a couple times because it became too dirty with short hair and shaving cream. By flush, I mean swallow and fill the funnel with water again. I never got sick, but I've only done it a few times. Still, it was really hot and submissive. To each their own.
Good God. Just jerk off, man. I don't. Yeah, once you're getting a funnel out, I just don't think what's coming next sex-wise is something I want anything to do with.
You are doing some sort of body contortion in order to swallow clumps of your wife's pubic hair that she's trimming off of her body so that you can be like, yeah, that was freaking hot, huh? And she's like, I don't care, you pig.
How do you look your wife in the face after that? Like, you just swallowed her pubes and shaving cream that she was using? Not my thing. But I'm a bigot, so. Well, I think this next post is kind of in line with all that sort of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Gentleman posted this on our Coprophiles. I recently ordered one of those portable toilet chairs that are designed for camping. I asked my wife if she would be okay with getting it with the sole purpose of basically eating her ass. She just laughed and said, okay. I will say that it is amazing. With a small pillow under my head, it is the perfect height for it. We've still only made it for me eating her ass when it's dirty. I have yet to really tell her that I would try more because I'm not sure she would be into it. But eating ass when someone is sitting on a toilet seat or even squatting over you is so much better than when they are on their knees. The asshole opens up so much more when in that position. I told her I really want to eat her ass on the chair sometimes when she feels like she has to go, and I'm hoping I'll be able to feel a little turtle head with my tongue. If anyone is interested in the chair, I'll send a link to it.
See, our thought processes were synced when we were looking for content this week. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Uh-huh. Just like their periods. Yep.
Just imagining these people in their living room, just they're watching the Conners.
Yeah.
And the wife's like, I have to go to the bathroom. The husband's like, wait. And he breaks out the chair. Shoes the dog off the floor. Get out of here. Go. I got it. It's like, okay, honey, I'm ready. So she pulls down her Hello Kitty pajama pants, and there they go.
Yep. And just a little, just sitting there squatting and just hoping that, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, I can't, I have a little too much anxiety to poop right now. If there's someone's greedy little mouth open waiting, I don't know if I can do this.
If I'm listening to somebody struggling in the stall next to me, I'm like, okay, you know, and I'll wait till I get home. But imagining someone's face grunting and sweating underneath my asshole, and you're telling me I'm just supposed to pinch one off? Oof.
Yeah, and I'm just like, got my legs like slightly apart because there's someone's body prone underneath. Like, my feet around his Ed Hardy shirt. His feet just pointing up. Like, I'm supposed to crap right in this guy's little face, huh?
Yeah, we had that. That Dinty Moore stew really is sitting heavy, and I don't think you're gonna want this, to be honest with him.
And then the licking after. Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it's just not for me is what I'm getting at. I don't know.
Well, hey, to each their own. Like we said in one of those earlier posts, it's... Cool.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this week's bonus episode of Report This Post.